Good morning and welcome to Focus. Terry James here with Mayor on the Air. Mayor Chris Haglock joins us in the studio. Mayor, you're back from a little vacation, aren't you?
Yes, I needed a little reprieve, I guess, or a rewind, so I'm ready to go again.
And you had City Administrator Mike Chaussey sit in. He's serious, man. He was ready for five questions. Man.
I can't hardly imagine.
He did very, very well, too. We're in a celebratory mood today. I was downtown wandering, as usual, and I just looked at the new Central Park parking lot. Looks absolutely beautiful. Market Plaza.
It really does. It really does. We finally got the decorative poles and the lights put in last week, so it shines there in the evening and up through the alley, and it really sets it off. So
this is going to be the year, Mayor. I expect the biggest Rhubarb Fest crowd. How are things going to look there in Market Plaza for the setup of Rhubarb Fest?
That is a really good question. So we were hoping with the new design that we would be able to open that parking lot up a little better for food vendors, especially because we all know trying to get in line at any carnival or any festival, there's always those issues with folks trying to navigate everything. And the food vendors, especially with cables and water lines and everything crisscrossing, it made it difficult to get through with children with strollers and so on. So this should alleviate all that issue. And we are actually going to have vendors on the north edge and the south edge of the parking lot. And then the middle section will actually be full of tables and areas for people to sit. So we're hoping to just open that up and alleviate some of those issues we've had in the past.
Yeah, the power really is an improvement, adding power to different parts of the plaza there.
It most certainly is, and knock on wood, we hope we don't have any issues.
And we have a big grand opening this weekend. We've had some soft openings, but I think this is the biggie for the Alito Opera House.
We are so excited. Yep, they're going to play the movie that Christina Shaver did here a couple years ago, and it is premiering, I guess you could say, for everyone, and it'll be Friday afternoon or evening, and then three or four showings on Saturday. So everything you can do in Alito, Illinois will be playing this weekend, so we're excited about that.
All right, Mayor Chris Haglock, who's done everything in Alito, Illinois, except for all the brand new stuff.
Right.
So it's time for five questions, and it is rhubarb focused today. Were we supposed to talk about anything else serious?
I hope not.
Okay, good. Let's get right to it then, Mayor. I'm going to start out with one you can't miss. In what decade did Alito first host Rhubarb Fest?
Well, the actual year.
Do you know the year?
I'm sure hoping so.
Okay.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right.
1991?
So I gave you an easy one so you wouldn't get it wrong. It was 90.
It was.
And it was 1990 because there's newspaper articles posted from the Mercer County Historical Society.
And why is this the 33rd year?
I don't know.
Because of maybe...
Judges! I'm calling Lois to find out what she does. All right. All right, we're not going to buzz that one yet. We're going to take a look at that one. All right. What's your favorite way to enjoy rhubarb? Pie, jam, or something unusual?
Ooh.
This is not a multiple choice question.
No, but my choice would have to be pie.
Pie, okay. Strawberry or just rhubarb?
It would have to be strawberry rhubarb because I'm not a real rhubarb fan.
Gotcha.
So I have to have that mix.
Some people have that choice. Have you ever tried making anything with rhubarb yourself?
I have not.
You've not done the chopping.
I'm afraid it would probably be mush when I'm done.
All right. Rhubarb is technically what type of plant? Basically what I'm asking, is it a fruit, vegetable, herb, or grain?
Ooh.
And see, a lot of people don't know this.
I would guess it's a vegetable.
It is a vegetable, yes. I would have guessed a fruit. All right.
Thank you.
Hope everybody comes out and enjoys Rhubarb Fest.
It's
expected to be a big year, and it's always a good time.
Yes, it is.
So also, don't forget to check out all the craft tables and garage sales all throughout town, too.
Good
one. A lot of stuff going on. Mayor Chris Haglock, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Focus.